Part 6, Chapter 11. There had never been so many together within memory, Robert the Fox said. Over 1,000 Scots, with a few English and some Norsemen, crowded the broad meadow. They had brought some food and drink. They had brought arms, just in case. And they had brought their pipers. The panorama was of colored kilts, ponies, shifting groups of men, and smoke from fires. And over all lay the skirling whine and shriek of bagpipes. There was a momentary surge back when the plane landed on the little knoll overlooking the meadow. But on Johnny's instructions, the chiefs had briefed their people well. And when the huge Turl took his position within the open plane door, there was no unseemly panic. The men left a wide distance between the plane and themselves, however. The obvious fear Turl saw on some of the faces confirmed for him that the animal had been right. He, Turl, was needed there to overawe them. Johnny kept one eye on Turl. He could not be sure that Turl's sadism would not cause some sort of incident. Over 500 young men were part of the throng. Their chiefs had already talked to them, and they gathered now in a central group below Johnny. Johnny sat on a horse lent him by Chief Glencannon, so he could be seen by all. He sat the mount easily, even though it had a saddle and bridle, things Johnny had never seen before, and that he considered a feat for one who never had trouble with horses. The chiefs and heads of groups stood with their young men. Outside these groups, and at the edge of the crowd, stood pipers. A few women, some young, some old, and older men, sat on the grass where a knoll side overlooked the scene. A few children raced about, running into legs. Johnny began. He already knew they had been briefed. His job was made much easier by a high literacy level among these people. They had not lost the art of reading and writing, and they knew a lot of history, mainly their own myths and legends.
You all know why I am here. I want 50 young men who are able, courageous, and strong to go on a crusade to rid the world of the demon up there who does not speak or understand our language. When I ask you to look at him and shrink back in fear, please do so.
I am in a fear of nothing,
said one young man.
Just act so when I ask you to. I will not for a moment believe, and neither will your friends, that you are afraid. All right?
The young man said it was.
I feel it is necessary to tell you the character of this demon so you can help me handle it. He is treacherous, vicious, sadistic, and devious. He lies from choice even when the truth will serve. When I point now, cower back and look terrified.
Johnny pointed. The crowd, on cue, looked up at Turl in the plane door and cowered back. Turl grinned behind his face mask. This was more like it.